Welcome to our first official book talk. Laura and I are here for our first book talk, and we are so excited to get this started. I actually never thought I was going to be interested in reading any of the BattleTech books.
I never was interested in the BattleTech books. I read source books for playing the roleplay for MechWarrior. That's about all I got for background.
And I haven't even done that. It's always Lee, oh, you should read the books. And I said, no, I don't need to. I just need to know how to play BattleTech. And I know how to play BattleTech, but now I guess I'm kind of interested. Don't want to admit that to my husband, but I guess I'm kind of interested in the stories.
And when this gets released, you're admitting it to your husband. So...
But I could cut that out if I want to.
Yeah.
I can, right?
You can.
Yeah.
You won't.
No. No. But anyways, what book are we going to start with?
We're starting with the Great Death Legion trilogy. The first book is Decision at Thunder Rift. Author is William H. Keith Jr.
And the cool thing about this book, it's had 6 different releases and 2 in English.
2 in English, yeah.
And the covers are different. I was saying earlier that the synopses on the back were different, but lo and behold, it's just the beginning of the synopses, which makes me feel like a little bit of an idiot because I had both of them right there on Sarna.net, but whatever.
It happens.
For this book, we're going to start by talking about the cover or covers and what we think is going to happen based on the cover and the synopsis.
Yeah. Well, you asked Lee about what mechs are on the front because you and I cannot identify them by the looks of them.
And then he pointed out, lo and behold, you can look in the back and it shows you pictures of the mechs that are mostly used in the battles and the book with the names of them. So, yeah. I was feeling kind of dumb when I came up on that, and I thought, oh, well, if I'd read a little bit more, I might have, or looked a little bit more at the book, I might have actually seen that that was there.
My cover has the Marauder.
Yeah, and mine is the Locust. The covers don't really give much, I think, about the book. The Locust one, the original print of the book, has a blonde-haired man. I'm going to say man because he doesn't look like a child. Hiding from the Locust. What's so funny about that? He doesn't look like a child.
No, he doesn't. No. Guessing he's probably the main character.
That would make sense. Let's call this guy Grayson Death Carl. Carly?
Carlisle.
But it's not Carlisle. It's Carly. There's no one, not a double L. There's not a second L. Grayson Death Carlisle. I think it's Carly. So if you're listening to this, let us know in the comments section below. If it's Carlisle, give us a thumbs up. If it's Carly, give us a thumbs down. And then we'll decide what to call him.
The cover doesn't give much away for what's in the story, except people and mechs.
People. And fighting.
And, yeah.
And fighting.
And yeah. Fighting. So, who knows?
Well, we were talking about it, and I said, I think there's probably going to be a lot of death.
Or death, yep.
Some battling, maybe? As this is all new to me. Like, I've never even read a war novel before.
You never read Lord of the Rings with the battle?
I don't really call Lord of the Rings a war book, though. I wouldn't say their primary focus is war.
I don't think the primary focus of this one's going to be war either. I mean, looking at the back, yeah, it takes place during a war. But it reads like it's a coming of age. The kids get tossed into the middle of a battle after his family dies and has to like figure out what the hell to do.
So it would be kind of like a lot of the young kids who would have probably just joined the military back at the beginning of World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, or even Korean War, where they just join and then all of a sudden, bam, you're going to war. What?
Yeah, you're in the middle of the battle, figure your shit out.
Yeah, it actually looks interesting. Now, I've been told by my husband that the BattleTech novels are written a little bit different compared to a lot of other novels, where it goes chapter by chapter, but one chapter, maybe two, depending on the storyline, is about the characters and the plot, and then the next chapter is about the actual battles.
Okay, that makes it a little easier to read. Kind of the introduction to who's in the battle, and then the next chapter is going to be the battle.
I thought that was kind of interesting in the fact that you have the build up to what took place or how this specific part of the war happened. I did say to Lee, I said, oh, please don't tell me it's turn by turn, kind of like how we play Battletech. And he said, no, it's not. The mech moved so many hexes and so on and so forth. I was like, okay, good, because that would be really dry.
That would be extremely hard to read. Like, you don't want to read the owner's manual of a mech. You want to read the story of the guy.
Right? It made me think of chess. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want to hear that pawn move to A7. I don't even know if that's an actual move. So if you're a chess player or something, please don't rip me a new one for that. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting. I thought it was kind of cool that this guy had been training to be a mech warrior since he was 10, which I know in North America, we don't do stuff like that. In other countries, they do.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Imagine sending my 10-year-old to military school.
Well, military school, I'd say, is one thing. But the way this makes me think is that he's actually going to military training, right? Not just military school. Because military school is just school. With military school, the way I've always pictured it or read about it or whatever, is just that they have more of a regimented guide to their day.
Like a boarding school.
Yeah, with a military side, which makes me think of that.
The movie Major Payne.
You've never seen that movie? That was on our list of movies to watch that because it is hilarious. So if anybody's seen Major Payne, that's what I'm thinking of as military school. The way that the back's written, it sounds like it's at an actual
training facility.
So I guess we'll wait and see what happens. I'm actually excited about this.
The book is broken down into three parts. Book one, we're going to break up into two parts, kind of a long one, which would be the prologue to chapter 8. And then the next one will be 9 to 17. Book two will be in entirety, chapter 17 to 25. And then book three, we're breaking up into two parts again, chapters 26 to 33, and then chapter 34 and the epilogue.
It'll be good. And our first release of our book talk actually isn't going to happen until March 17th, which seems like a really long time away. But we thought, well, we have our final episode for the season for the Calgary Battletech League channel. And we wanted to make sure that we could get that in. And we wanted to give everybody a chance who want to maybe read with us, that they could get a copy of the book to be able to read. And so we are hoping on March 17th, Happy St. Paddy's Day, we're going to release our first talk, which will be that first chunk of book one.
Yep. People want to read along, they find a physical copy or they download, there's PDF. I think there's even an audiobook.
They're slowly working on the audiobooks for these, but I don't even know how many books there are. There are over 100. We know that. So it'll take a little bit of time, but it'll be kind of cool to have some people follow along with us. So yeah, comment in the comment section and let us know what you thought of the book if you're reading along with us. And even if you just want to come and listen, we're not going to do a full-on recap of the chapters because that would completely defeat the purpose of a book talk.
And it might be a little bit of a copyright.
If you want to let us know what you thought of the book so far, or maybe what your favorite part is, or even if you come up with a favorite character, let us know. Let us know if there's any other book series you might want us to read. We're going to read the books that fit in this trilogy just to make sure that we finish the story. And then we'll let you know if we're going to continue with the Battletech books or if we're going to move on to something else. I'm hoping that we're going to be interested enough to be able to talk more about it. On that note, I have a puppy sitting at my office door whining and crying. So I think we're going to say goodnight.
And if you're listening and have read other Battletech books and have a recommendation for something for us to read after this trilogy, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely take suggestions. Like, subscribe, let us know. And the other side of the Calgary Battletech League podcasts and videos might have a contest coming up starting at 200 subscribers. So if you want to get in on that, I know the last one they gave away a mech.
A painted lance.
Yeah. So if that's something you're interested in, or if you know have someone in your life that you want to give that to, stop laughing at my dog. Anyways, see, look, it's his, look, he's not happy. Anyways, I'm going to say goodnight.
Ciao.